Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Monday, where I get into new music, talk about the things that went on over the weekend or anything that's going on. But I think two major things I want to say today is, no matter where you are, most likely in the world, except for this one spot, be happy what your weather is like. Today, this morning, it was 106 below zero. below zero, 106 below zero. Can you imagine that where you're at right now? No, me neither. It is what it is. There's a lot of things going on across the nation. There's a lot of protests going on, as you all know from watching the news. Last night in Ferguson, it went down. There's quite a few protests and functions going on here in the Twin Cities and abroad. I'm going to try to get y'all the address for the thing. I couldn't get it to pop up right before me, but it's in St. Paul. I almost didn't do the show. I was going to try and do it live from this spot. but, you know, it is what it is. My computer don't get down like that. So, all right, y'all. So, in the meantime and in between time, you dig? I'm going to play some hot new music, some independent artists, some people that you need to check out, whether they be on CD Baby or iTunes or whatever, because, you know, it's all about the stimulus package around here, and we're not talking about politics. We're talking about music. You want to hear better music from artists? Well, then you're going to have to support the good ones and make it do what it do. And don't forget, when you hear some of these artists coming up, if you don't like them, send me an email from monstersradio.com. You can go to a spot on there and you'll find it. And send me a thing saying, I don't like that, or say, play them some more. You dig? So, hey, let's make it happen. Monsters Radio. I'm going to get into it. Up first, let's see. Who do I got first? Here's some new. This dude right here is on the rise. He's coming up real strong. I thought he was Lil Wayne at first, but it wasn't when I'm talking about when I seen his name and how, yeah, it is what it is. But check it out. This is T-Wayne. This is called Nasty. It's a remake. Monsters Radio. Online radio with a rah.
Yeah. Sararo, you know what it is, right? Who are Ricky Wayne the mixtape? You feel me? Yeah.
Oops, my bad. This is the one I wanted.
Stop the motherfucking Porsche. Let me hop, 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 stop the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. I'm in a bit lit like a motherfucking torch. And I don't want it if it ain't shitting like a horse. I be ballin' like score. I'm sippin' lean and I can feel it in my body. I'ma fall up on him like I'm Ricky Bobby. I swear that I don't want your girl if she ain't cocky. I ain't got no kids, but she still call me Poppy. I got attitude, I got gratitude. And like my mixtape, I got your girl coming soon. I've been throwed off since I came out of the womb. My flow 10 times sooner than the month of June. But you can have it, baby, I got them going crazy. New paper flow, I'm getting paper on the daily. And I just got a plaque, so I know they hate me. But guess what?
First, let me hop, stop the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop, stop the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop out the all-white turbo. My Benz all red like a glass of the Merlot. Wax on the joint, make the motherfucker burn slow. Every day I wake up, I was 25 pre-roll. Tint at the windows, I bump a Giottos, I feel like the shit. Keep back low, real nigga shit. My 9-11 left the Panamera. Drive on it, eat. I only fuck with gangsters and strippers, no yeet. Pull up on your girl, bet she gon' hop in. Turn up the music, got it bobbing. Whoa. All in a piece. But this shit is not a lease. Dallas on the beast. Sounding like centipede. Bombay and Hennessy. That's all my niggas drink. I tell her.
First, let me hop, stop the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop, stop the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop, by the all black pants. Touch down on the neck, just like man. Middle finger up to the neck, can't stand me. Drop a hood of your bed, get a milk grammy. Look at them, look at that wrist. Look at the rims on that bitch. Just hopped out the Porsche. Look at the paint on that bitch. I'm just draining the hole like a faucet. I'm just
Counting up the money like government cheese. 10 bands on some fresh new Louis. Spending up the money like it came from O.C. Porsche Cayenne, had it by my girl 3. She putting that ass on me like a horsey. Turned around and said, nigga, you can't afford me. I look right back at her and I said, talk.
First, let me hop, stop the motherfucking Porsche.
Bet you crazy.
First, let me hop, stop the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop, stop the motherfucking Porsche.
Monstrous Radio, DJ E Monster, Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Mondays. What a hey, check it out. I got some more artists coming up. I got some Solo, I got some Tamara Bubble, I got some Highway. But hey, first I'm gonna slap this new Fetty Wap. I like this trap right here. But hey, I got some more indies coming up right after this right here. Check it out, y'all.
Look, baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my truths for some robbers. You playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob him. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
I'm so busy, boy. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past like friends, rewind. I see that as one more time. I got the soda. Ruby boys, they know us. All bad money, no soap. No one can control us.
Yeah, my tip. Tell me what you see. Is it money or is it me? Go say dumb, don't you niggas play dumb. You know where we came from, and you don't want sauce, no A1.
I'm like, yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past like friends, rewind. Let's see that as one more time. I got the soda. Ruby boys, they know us. All bad money, no slow bus. No one can control us.
Hey, she a cutie, yeah, she fine. Made me wanna make a mind. She ain't nothing like them bimbos. If you like it, we could swerve. We could light and stain the purple and pluck it out the window. We could play and press rewind. Got her singing every time. Take a high note for me, girlfriend. Got my city looking rude. I ain't Diddy, I ain't alone, but I think I need a girlfriend. She's feeling great as I'm talking to her. She a Remy girl, so I'm going to pursue her. I brought a lot of loud, lot of Rem to sip on. $1,000 when I get my tip on, I'm off her. Asked her if a fatty real, she said I saw her. Got her with a happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Got her with a happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Oh my.
Yeah. train, yeah, my n***a slows. That K got range like a f***ing rover. And my n***a got aim, they'll f*** you over. I play the game, how the game go. I'm still the same, never change, yo. I'm hustling, some talking same clothes. I'm playing, some talking same goals. We about to blow, yeah, we up next. Set out for the goal, hit the door next. I got the free, yeah, she up next.
Excuse, I can't get to my other backup music because I got to stay set up for my next set sitting here. But, hey, check it out. If you want to get over to that place and you're in St. Paul, you might still have some time. I don't know what time it's over with, but it's at Hamlin Park in St. Paul. It started at 6 o'clock. This right here, what it says, it says Community Day of Reflection and Healing. It has been 1 year since the death of Mike Brown and the start of the Ferguson Uprising. Join us as we come together as a community to reflect and heal. You dig? So, hey, if you're in that area, go ahead and check it out. If you're sneaking, listen to us on the download, call me. Let me know how it's going down over there, you know what I mean, to keep the people informed nationwide on, you know, what's going on at these type of events. Like I said, I really wanted to make it there, but, you know, I had to decide on this in the show, and I couldn't do them both at the same time. So hopefully we'll get some sponsorship around here. Hint, hint, hint. And we can make that happen. So, we're going to get back into this music. Don't forget, last week we did an interview with Miss Tamara Bubble, and we also interviewed Highway. So, we're going to play some of both of their music right here, right now. So, hey, check it out. This right here up first is Tamara Bubble right here on Monsters Radio, online radio. Whatever. Yeah. If I can find her drop.
What up, people? This is your girl, Tamara Bubble from Brooklyn, New York. And you can find my music on my official website at TamaraBubble.com. That's TamaraBubble. And all social media, hit me up. One word, Tamara Bubble. And you can hear my music on here, Monsters Radio. You know what it is? That's radio with an R. Bubble on deck.
In that birthday suit, hope you brought a rubber blazer, cause I got on rain boots. And Vicky's secret, I let her tell you, ain't gotta pull her to the side, cause we edible. Jim and Freddy, welcome back. Say hello, kitty, cause I'm a wildcat. And the only thing playing is that music in the background. Know you when we face down with the bubble. You undressing with your eyes, but my my clothes are off. Fresh out of towel, but I'm into noise. You good at arousal, you could be my towel boy. Morning, love. I know it's kinda early. We want food first. Breakfast in bed. Rinse your mouth, wet your face. Use the shower head. What a timing. I feel steam, homie. No water fight. Splashing only. Hit every spot. Promise I won't get upset. Go ahead and get my curls messy. Get that doobie wet. Sweet as candy. Baby, I'm licorice. Start with the toes. Follow the drip, fresh out of towels, but I'm into noise. If you good at arousal, you could be my towel boy.
People, this is your girl Tamara Bubble, and I'm still kicking it with the homie E-Monster on Monstrous Radio. You know what it is? Make sure you tune in online at blogtalkradio.com, Monstrous Radio, or call up at 424-243-9649. Juicy questions only. You know what it is? Bubble on deck.
Play with you. I'll be back soon. Eat the baby food. Sexy for no
iTunes right now, you dig? Hey, like she said, you ain't living it up, especially if you ain't got that Tamara Bubba album. I'm just saying, we're going to make it do what it do. We got Highway coming up right after this.
And this is a Monstrous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we got to stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We got to start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Yeah, up next we got Highway. He did an interview last week. Make sure you check it out. Tamara Bubba was on Monday, and Highway was on Tuesday. Monstrous Radio. This is called LASIK. I like this.
You don't want to
be. Really do.
Drink full, but I'm empty on the inside. Get in the car and let's ride to the sun in the morning. When I open my eyes, these people telling me lies. And I'm just trying to make some money without selling no pies. Like who I grew up around. Highway going Hollywood, I don't like how that sound. But I know it's some changes that can happen right now. I went to college and dropped out. Why the question you asked? Because I had more going on than real life in the class. Niggas going through their life walking around with a mask. My OG told me to be real and my music will last. I used to tell him I'd be famous and all of them laugh. And now them same people running for autographs. And if I was you, I probably would be mad at you. But that's like a T-Rex buried by the animal. I'm on that high like bad bitches in medical. And if you don't put yourself, you stay up off that pedestal. My dog just faced it, my vision's so clear, little nigga, no LASIK. And all I fuck with dimes, I ain't fucking with no basic. Got big dreams, so I decided to chase them. My nigga just faced it, my vision's so clear, no LASIK. My nigga just faced it, my vision's so clear, no LASIK. She said, I hate you, I love you, will you hide in your heart? I'm hiding it and developing, got away from the start. She couldn't weather the storm, so I created an art. Then we embarked on a journey and we came back with a heart. They say more money, more problems, and the dough can't always solve them. Shit switch up like Dennis Rodman. Your future, you cannot call it, but I thought a man was judged up by what's in his wallet. That's that bullshit right there that America taught me. Niggas trying to go fishing, but they still ain't caught me. That's cause I'm a fucking shark, I just visit this water. Me and my bros with bitches in a hotel with no clothes. Got the drink and the best California roll. Roll like sushi and you niggas knew we was gon' take it there. Had dreams of this license like freshman year, Panama City. Dog and hoes on spring break, but now we out of school. Just trying to be great, yeah. My dog just faced it, my vision's so clear, little nigga, no LASIK. And all I fuck with dimes, I ain't fucking with no basic. Got big dreams, so I decided to chase them. My nigga just faced it, my vision's so clear, no LASIK. My nigga just faced it, my vision's so clear, no LASIK. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, that's Highway right here on Monstrous Radio. It is now the top of the hour. This is the time where we open up the line, 424-243-9649. So, hey, I got somebody over here. Well, actually, I'm going to go down here, and I'm going to knock on her motherfucking door. But if you've been listening to the show for the past 4, 5 years. You already know. I can't just walk up to this person's door. Oh no, she got a little gang banging daycare that she do out of her house. You dig? And she bootleg at the same damn time. I'm just saying, she got some little babies banging Huggies, other ones is banging Pampers. You don't want to get caught up in that mix. They'll cut you till they see the similac. So all right, check it out. I got to do this little roll call to come down the house. She got to come to the porch and give me a pass. So, hey, check it out. We finna go down here to Cali Girl Block. You know how I do it. Hey, Cali Girl, you at the crib? Go.
You know you don't have to. You pass is already there. You just walk right through.
You be saying that until I walk up on them and you don't be around. Yeah, it get real ugly. I'm just saying. Them some bad little kids. But it is, Liz. You got to get your money. Get your money, man. Get your money. So, all right, so what's going on a monstrous Monday? What kind of girl? What's the weather like out there? Hello?
Cold as a motherfucker.
Cold? How cold is it? See, look, you about to get hung up on. But, hey, I ain't going to do it. You know why? There was a place in the world today that was 106 degrees below zero. I said below zero. I didn't say above. I didn't say Vegas numbers. No, these are golf numbers. 106 below zero. Can you imagine that? What would you do, Callie, if you came outside?
I couldn't survive. 106. I'd go right back in the house.
Would you call work?
I'll call off. Fuck that shit.
No, you ain't got to call off, silly. See, that's how Minnesota people are smart. You know what we do in Minnesota? We don't call it off. No, we call a cab. When you show up, the muffin car's already warm, baby. You dig? Pew! On the work, make my money, drop me off. Have somebody at work. Hey, I give you a couple dollars. You dig? I'm just saying, it is what it is. So that's what it do. So you see the stuff like with the stuff that went down in Ferguson last night, or what you want to talk about on a Monstrous Monday?
I did not see what happened over the weekend. I slept all weekend, so I don't even know what went down, what happened, nothing.
Okay. And before it's over, I need the name of that dispensary. We're going to go ahead and check in with another person that's over here, see what they want to do on Monstrous Monday. She said, depends on who it is. All right, well, I'm going to let you ask them who they are at the 912-678. You can ask them. Go ahead.
Welcome to Monsters Radio. Who we have on the line and where are you from?
Yeah, this is Jay Dirty from Georgia. You monster was heading.
What's up, bro?
Ain't shit good, but it's still moving, you heard?
I can feel it. I can dig it. You know? And Cal, you can't be opening up. Tom Austin.
Hey, this is
Monsters
Radio.
I can say, you know what? Cal, you're going to say whatever the fuck Cal is going to want to say.
There you go. I
just hope Kelly Girl able to accept whatever consequences come with you being bucked like that, because some people just going to pop your ass. So be prepared. When you're outspoken,
you get
outspoken ass whooping. Yeah, it should happen. Every lifestyle got a consequence.
And I get ass whooping right back to it.
Well, hey, as long as you're ready to die about it, I respect it. Let's go.
Look, Kelly Girl going to get somebody courage and get beat up. It is what it is. So what's going on, Jay Derrick? It's been a minute, bro. I ain't talked to you.
Yeah, every damn time I call into the damn show, boy, that shit don't even be on air, dog. I'll be like, damn it, I know he your ass that came on like 3 fucking days in a row. I'm like, well, fuck it then. I ain't gonna call the motherfucker.
Well, damn, I'm just, man, I ain't talked to you, bro. I wasn't blaming it on you. I know I ain't been here. Damn. It is. I be having problems.
Nah, I was just fucking with you, bro. I know you're a busy dude. I ain't studying that shit, though.
I don't care how busy he is. He still needs to do the damn show.
What?
I don't care how busy you are. You still need to do the damn show.
No, because the show don't pay the bills yet. But work can do.
Right.
So when you got money,
exactly.
Calling on the damn phone. The show can be postponed
every day. Look, I know what he does. What his job is, I know where he be at all times.
No,
yes,
you
I do.
Don't even stunt on
you
the air like
I don't know, but I know.
No, you don't
know. I'm FBI. I can find everything.
What am I sponsored to find? Why are you sitting over there talking about what I should and shouldn't do? What am I sponsored? Yeah. PG hell, motherfucker.
Well, tell the girl what I'm gonna need you to do is pop your titty out of his mouth.
No, please.
Oh, stop. It's all love. It's all love. But yeah, man. I ain't really do too much this weekend. I did some new music. I don't know why. Somehow I got the bug and I got the feeling some music. So, you know, I got to write a couple new tracks. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. Outside of that, you know, just the whole stuff with the drama going on in the world. But
yeah, but I feel you on that music shit though, bro, because I've been having a little hiatus my damn self, but I finally got me a professional recording plug back in place, so I'm about to get back on that damn $1,000 mic. You know, talking about that real legit shit down, like I used to do a few years back for the plug retired, you know. But I got a new one. And it's the same deal, same equipment, actually. He got the equipment from my prior engineer, so it's the same $1,000 mic in the booth, man. I'm finna start. I'm probably going to get in that bitch this weekend coming up and try to drop some new shit and see where it go.
That's what it do. Hey, is that mic where you got to wait like 30 minutes after you turn it on?
Nah, this shit's so damn crispy, man. When I smoke a cigarette in that bitch, you can hear every damn crackle and pop. You can even hear my lungs screaming when I inhale the smoke, dog. Shit's legit.
Right. Okay. That's what it do. Because, one time I went to a studio, and that's what it was. We went to record that. Hold on, bro. Boom, you got to pay the money first before he cut the power on. He'd think you want some funny shit. But, after you pay him, it's like 30 minutes before the session starts. Because I got to turn the mic on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, though. Some of them work like that. This is plug I got, man. You know, the last engineer that I had, this is actually his son. So, I mean, there was the mutual respect's already there. So, he already know I don't fuck around. I always pay when I go there. Like, it costs me some damn money, too, bro. But they ain't never hit me with the, hey, you got to pay me before I cut it on. I always pay them after we record and shit. They ain't never did me like that. Because they knew what type of dude I was. So, they ain't never hit me with that, oh, you got to pay me. They know I ain't shady. I always got money when I go in there, bitch. I ain't that type of motherfucker. If you go to a damn studio to work with somebody and you ain't got all the money, you need to quit rapping. Because that's just disrespectful. You don't do no shit like that.
And you know what?
Everybody works.
And it'll fuck up shit for everybody around you. An incident. Now,
for real.
Anybody know that? Nobody. I've been in the music game for a long time. Now, there was this dude we found. I can't remember the name of the studio, but it was a hot studio, bro. These dudes was making it do what it do. Now, I had started going, we all, as a band member, we all start going individually, da-da-da. Well, this other dude, what the is that noise?
Kelly, girl over there playing PO, checking in.
Doing something, playing Congo for Change down there at the motherfucking ocean. So another dude had went in off of all of us that, you know, we knew, but, when, you know, just make it what it is. Dude did not pay him, so they shut down the studio for everybody. Everybody.
Why I hate fuckboys, man. That's why I hate people like that, because they fuck it up for everybody really trying to. The real genuine motherfuckers always get shitted on because them fuckboys out here make the most impact on people. Hate that shit.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's how it be. So what is you doing over there, Callie?
Nothing. The Golly Girl is all in her own. She in her own zone lane. I don't know what the hell is going on anymore.
I know that's right. Shut.
I thought that was Jordan.
I was trying to hold back, bro.
Oh, I know. You know what, E-Monster? Did you see the video? I posted the video because last
what
time
video?
You complained about the video, so I posted a new video of Jordan all mashed up in one, but it's off his phone, so it's better. So you have to go look at it. Tag you in it.
Tell Jordan
what?
I got mad love for the little homie. I enjoyed it the first time I watched it. But I'm not going to watch no re-edits of him. I'm not going to take time out of my day to be running to my computer to check out some edits. I'm the same.
But this is what this is the one with all his tricks.
This
is the one with all his tricks. Oh, I'm gonna order a shirt from you next month.
Okay, cool. You can put it on
your
EVP.
I want the one. Yes, because you know what? Because Cali Girl got more hours at work, so Cali Girl can order a shirt.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Which one you want?
Yeah.
I want the one that says it's lost
if Found Food returns to
I was just gonna tell you, you can't have that one. I want that any shirt, but that one that
I want that one.
If Found, please return to monstersradio.com. No. They find you. They got to keep you and your glass of Kool-Aid. No, don't bring her back.
Hey,
Kelly girl, you can't wear no damn shirt to say no shit like that, bro, because they might fuck around and kidnap you and take you back to Monsters Radio thinking you that garden gnome or something. See that, bro? You got to be careful wearing shit like that. Fuck around, get mistaken for something, then kidnap your ass and take you back to Cinder. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, I like that one. Okay, so I'll order a different one. I'll just send you the money and you just send me whatever shirt you want me to have. We'll just do it like that.
Okay. You're going to get an all plain white Hanes t-shirt from a 3-pack. You're going to get one shirt.
And you know what? I could see your ass doing some shit like that too.
You know what? I'm going to plain white Hanes
my other one back.
Oh, shit, bro. You stupid.
Yeah. Send me any shirt. Okay, I got
swerved on your ass then, girl. Swerved on your ass.
You need to make some hoodies. I want a hoodie. Make a hoodie for me, please.
No, hoodies are too damn dangerous to be wearing. No, hell no. Better get you a damn beanie cap. Keep that bitch above the eyebrows. No.
It's
too real to be playing like
not
that.
Right now.
No,
not
hoodie.
Right now. Season. No, we're not going to do it. No, we're not going to do it.
Oh, okay.
I tried to do the hoodies. And for you artists out there, there's many places you can go online and get shirts made. I do make shirts myself. It's a little expensive because I be real in particular how I like my shit to come out. But hoodies are expensive.
Yeah, I heard
just
about
for
that.
Me,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like $50 just for me to build a hoodie. Now imagine if I add $5, it's $55 for a hoodie. Who gonna buy a $55 E-Monster hoodie? For real?
Well,
me.
See, brother,
come on.
The thing about that business though, bro, is that it depends on the goddamn quality of the hoodie that you want, bro. Because me, instead of going through a damn middleman, bro, I'd rather go to the damn supermarket or mall or whatever and buy a shitload of damn plain hoodies. And then go somebody to make T-shirts around my city and just pay them to fucking do it. That way I ain't got to pay no extra fees. You know, you could always find some damn body on the street that know how to do that shit and do good work. There's a lot of people in the streets with talent. Like, you go find somebody like that to
now,
do it for the Lolo.
I was just going to say, now, down there in Georgia, now that you can make that happen. I know specifically you can make that because I remember when we used to go to Atlanta, and we would try to get shirts, and it was way cheaper than up here. It did, because up here in Minnesota, you go get to take your sweatshirt if you want to. Take it if you want to. They still going to charge you $50. You try to get them to make the whole, it's $80. It's going to be hot, but it's $80 hot out your pocket. It is what it is. The ballers get it all the time. I can't afford that. No, I got too many other things to pay for right now.
Yeah, I can't never be a damn baller, bro. I be wanting to give my money away too damn much. I'll never be a damn baller, bro. That's one of my flaws. I'll never be able to ball out as much as I want to. I want to damn turn up with the stacks. Yeah, I won't be able to do it. Like, my damn heart too big, won't let me do it, boy.
And I mean, honestly, you really don't need to. Because I keep it real. I remember back in the day, you dig, when the other dudes was balling and hustling and whatever, always kept me some cool, simple shit on, and I still got the fly girls. Yeah, I had me a nice little chain to go with
I have came to learn. I have came to learn that balling will get you robbed and killed really quick, though. You know, especially if you ain't about that life and you out here balling like that, bro, and you not a real gangster like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, them boys, them jack boys coming, son. They coming because they know you can come up off
you. Catch your ass laid up.
The females like the number one goddamn weapon that the street dudes use nowadays, bro. Because these dudes are so damn horny. All they gotta do is pay a chicken a little bit of damn money to go try to act like they finna fuck you. You pop out the damn closet with a motherfucking semi. Yeah, it's just that damn simple, bro. Like, women is the first priority when it's called setting up a motherfucker. Like, that's why I don't trust them now.
Right. Well, all right, we're going to stop this Cali girl over there like the mob going, I'm looking at a case right now.
hold that down.
So, all right, hey, I'm going to slide one track in.
I'm over here
I'm going to slide one. You cannot. Look, don't even start me. Look.
Yes, I can cook. I'm making enchilada.
I'm just going to play this one track, and we're going to bring it back right after this, y'all. Big shout-out to the Delta Boys. Black Sea, this is called Colorful. Available on iTunes. Rock,
rich. And the way the sunlight plays upon her vision. I wonder if she knows that she is simply gorgeous. And the way that she walk, have them stiffer than drink of mortis. Candy apple or something, she smelling so damn important. Wink at me like she needed, I think I got something for it. I knew that she was a schoolgirl, and I was raised a gangster. But this was nothing new to her, I think she likes to change up. I told her I'm Ace the Flame Up. Congregate with Black T and them hockey style boxer beat down for popping more pills than Eminem. I told her I knew Kung Fu, but not the China kind, and not the type to wind and dine. But we can get behind the blinds and melt it in my palm, leave it in the sheets, gripping on my arm. I think I'm going in too deep. She say she wanna meet my mom. I said neat. Look, love is for the weak. Just shut up and go to sleep. She swatted me on my chest and said, you're a fucking creep. I said, you know you love me, bitch. And kissed her on the cheek, and then I told her this. I love you. And the way the sunlight plays upon her face.
Both side thing, and this is what I mean. A good example. Now, Somebody on my page today, that's a friend of mine on my page, I usually don't like to say people's race if I tell a story. I just say a lady, but I have to say this because it pertains to the story. But it was a white lady. You dig? So, okay, so she sent me a thing today that had said some stuff that said, you know, the slang word, niggas, in it, da-da-da-da-da. And I let her know, to me, that's not cool for, honestly, a white person to be saying that to me. I kind of get a little sideways. I try not to say it my damn self to other people. You dig? I kind of get sideways when people say it to me. But I get a little particular when I see white people on things. I'm on niggas this, nigga this, nigga that. You dig? So she tried to explain, no, I'm cool, da-da-da-da-da-da, but I had to let her know, no, that's not cool to me at all. So I said, the best thing you could do is apologize and understand where I'm coming from. So she sat a minute. She's like, okay, I do understand where you're coming from. I apologize. I did not mean it that way. I'm just talking shit like everybody else does into that. Okay, I can accept your apology. I understand that. But now you know, don't say that around me because that's not cool. You dig? Now, at the end of the day, now we're still cool. So what I'm saying is, during the writing and everything. Now, people start to say on the other side, okay, that was wrong, so on and so forth. Then we have to come to a solution and say, okay, now let's move on beyond that and let it go. I mean, was I wrong for getting mad? And how
no.
would one of y'all feel about what I said?
I feel like this, bro. When it comes to shit like that, bro, I'm the type of dude that I say whatever the fuck I want to damn say, but everything that I do say, I evaluate first in my mind to make sure that the damn consequences that come behind what I say is worth me accepting the risk for. So me personally, dog, I've never used the N-word like that, bro, because I know that there's a lot of people out here that feel some type of way about that, and then there's a lot of people that don't give a fuck about that shit. So I just weighed the options.
True.
I'm like, well, you know what, growing up, why I didn't grow up at, bro, I seen a lot more people that had problems with it, you know, than the ones that didn't. So I said, you know, me being the thinking man, I was just like, shit, I'm the consequences behind that is something I'm not worth, I'm not ready to die for or go to jail behind, so I'm going to leave it alone. It's just that damn simple, dog. People
right.
getting their feelings about it and all that. At the end of the day, dog, it's just you say what the fuck you want to damn say to make sure that you evaluate it and be able to accept whatever come with that, whatever you said, be able to accept what comes behind what you say. It's not that hard. I mean,
right.
fuck everybody else's feelings. If you really feel like you should say that shit, then say it and accept whatever lasts come behind it. But if you don't, if it ain't, if the risk ain't worth taking, then just leave it alone. Quit fussing and arguing and getting bitter in your feelings about it. Just leave it alone. Some people cool with it, some people ain't. It's so simple, but people make it so complicated. Like, I don't
understand. And, hey, I think you made a great point when you said some people are cool with it and some people are not. Here's another example. Real
That's
life
right.
story shit,
yeah.
y'all. I used to throw after parties. Only time I would throw the party is when after the bar was closed. So I ain't even open up till 1 o'clock in the morning. You dig? Every weekend. One weekend we had a party. My parties are very, very diverse. Very diverse, but adult. You dig? So one time there's a party, I'm upstairs doing the thing, pouring drinks, whatever. And somebody comes up to me and says, hey, there's this dude downstairs. He's walking around, a white dude, saying nigga, We're starting to get upset. I think you should go down there and say something before it get wild. So I go downstairs and I talk to him. I said, look, man, you know, my friend says it's cool. That's how I talk with them. That's how you guys say to each other. I mean, what's wrong? I said, no, that's not the point. The point is some people are cool with it. Some people ain't. Up in here, a lot of people that aren't your friend here are not cool with that. So don't do it or I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You dig? So I go back upstairs to do my thing. Somebody comes upstairs. He's doing it again. So I go downstairs. Now his homeboys, I say, who is with this dude? So his homeboys come in. They're black dudes. You dig? So we all talk. Even with dude there, say, yeah, when we're around each other, we don't care if he says it. I said, that's cool, but not here. You dig? So, make a long story short, at the end of the party, right, I had to kick everybody else because somebody totally different kicked a hole in my damn wall. Everybody got to go. I'm like, Martin, step. Everybody step. So, everybody goes outside. There's an empty parking lot next door. Everybody goes outside. They're starting to disperse. Now, the dude is in the center of the crowd. What does he say? I stand Martin in a crowd full of people. You know his homeboy started it off stealing on him first. His own homeboy, the dude that brought him, fuck that. Bow, hit him. Let him know that's just not cool anymore. They beat him up. They got him pretty good. They took him down the street, whatever. The police, somebody else told me next week the police had pulled up to see him. They was like, oh, what happened? So he was beating me up at this after party. They said, okay, let's go back and get it. So they started to get worried. They said, well, what'd you do? Oh, I just said, nigga, now we're in a dominant black neighborhood. They said, you said what? Kicked him to the curb and pulled off. Damn it, did I just snitch? It is what it is, my bad. But this is years and years and years and years and years and years ago. It is. But to make my point, is, like you said, with some people it might be cool, but with others it's not. So you got to know when you're going to say it, when you're not, if you're around that situation.
Or, yeah,
like
and
said,
even if you do say it with your homies, bro, like even if you do just say it around your homies, bro, I can't respect you for that. Because as a man or a grown woman, though, bro, like you need to say whatever the fuck you want to. You can't just be a goddamn coward and say it around this group of people because, oh, they don't care, but then be goddamn scared and cautious when you go out in the damn public, bro. Like, if that's something you feel strong about, then say it whenever, however, whatever you want to. Just be willing to damn take whatever comes with it. It's simple, bro. Like, damn, fuck that with your homies shit, dog. That's cowardly, dog. Whatever you say with your homies, you should be able to express in front of anybody. Unless it's their business. Every damn thing that you say to your homies or your family, Gus, you should be able to say to anybody else except for their business. That's it. Like, that's simple, bro. Like, you're supposed to speak whatever the fuck you want to. You know, just be willing to accept what come with it, bro. Like, it's not even hard to grab. That's an easy concept, bro. So make sure that shit worth you getting your ass beat behind. If it is, I respect you for it because you stood up for that. You said what you wanted to say. I respect you for taking that ass beating for that because you said what the fuck you wanted to, dog. You can't let the goddamn world dictate what the fuck come out your damn mouth. Just make sure that you pick and choose what's worth you taking that ass whooping for. That's all I'm saying.
Right. I feel it. But, damn, we at the end of the show. Yeah, I got to be on every week. I got to make sure when you call in, I answer the damn phone. Because, man, you always go in on the topics with me. Cali girl just be sitting over there sipping her Kool-Aid.
Cali girl, yes. You know,
she's trying
to
figure out what she's going to cook tonight. That's all.
I
already know what I'm cooking. But blame Mr. Showbiz, because you know he be spiking, my Kool-Aid. You know, we got that special Kool-Aid going on.
Okay. I ain't
going to
put it out there about
him
like that.
Mr. Chauvin knows what it is. I'm going to tell him to call in, too. He has to call in.
It is what it is. So, all right, y'all, we up out of here. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow, same time, same ugly-ass back channel, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be right here on Montreux Radio. So make it do it, too.
Hey, hey.